Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
You ever notice how all these COVID variants seem to be awfully politically conveniently timed? I mean, what are the odds nature would do that? Well, it turns out you're not the only one who's noticed. Two prominent Japanese scientists noticed too. Professor Atsushi Tanaka of Osaka Medical and Pharmaceutical University and Takeyuki Mijawawa of Kyoto University both have long histories of publishing studies in world-renowned science and virology journals, including the journal Nature and the Journal of Virology, which is published by the American Society for Microbiology. Scientifically, they're no slouches. They just published a new study about COVID variants, most particularly Omicron, in which they noticed something strange. These variants don't appear to be coming from nature. The name of their paper is Unnaturalness in the Evolution Process of the SARS-CoV-2 Variants and the Possibility of Deliberate Natural Selection. What's deliberate natural selection? It's what they do in a lab. And gosh darn, they write, these variants sure don't look like they came from nature. Quote, they were not the products of genome evolution as is commonly observed in nature. Wait a minute. Hold on there. What exactly does that last sentence mean from their study? Quote, the analysis we've shown here is that the Omicron variants are formed by an entirely new mechanism that cannot be explained by previous biology. Bottom line, mutations that are producing these variants have never been seen in nature before, but they sure have been seen in lab-manipulated viruses. They couldn't make it any clearer, writing this. The fact that most of these mutations occurred without synonymous mutations suggests that none of these mutations arose as a result of trial and error random mutations in nature. In other words, not only did COVID come from a lab, so did the variants. In fact, they argue, after laying out their scientific case, the hypothesis that these variants, these new viruses, were artificially generated is actually more reasonable than proposing a novel mutation in nature. In other words, the idea that nature suddenly came up with a new way to mutate viruses, a lot less believable than that somebody's making these things in a lab. After laying out in no uncertain and completely hair-raising terms that these variants are being engineered in a lab, they covered themselves by saying, but of course, no one of the wonderful people in our virology industry would ever do a thing like that. Quote, it is inimical to virus research to consider that artificially synthesized viruses were deliberately spread throughout the world. In other words, we would never consider such a thing, they said, after demonstrating the science clearly showed it. What does this mean? What I tell you all the time, the whole world knows we did this, that we generated and built this virus in a lab, and that it just happened to leak out at just the point when Donald Trump's economy, his foremost political weapon, was about to hit that all-important psychological milestone of 30,000. As for Russia, they're not even hiding it anymore. When our country announced the new variant a few weeks ago, they did a full-on, full-stop press conference announcing we had released a new variant and we're trying to start a new pandemic to get more political power. But the Japanese study makes it clear somebody's making these in a lab and releasing them somewhere for some reason. That should scare the pants off you, considering we now know for a fact from EcoHealth Alliance, who actually inserted workers into the Wuhan lab, that they have viruses in that lab with over a 70% kill rate. One of my biggest fears, y'all, is that when we don't listen to their pleas to mask up again and go back into lockdown under their thumb, that they'll release a virus with a higher kill rate this time. Do I sound like a conspiracy theorist? Well, it's weird because those Japanese scientists aren't the first to suggest that a variant could just be unleashed if the public didn't sufficiently bend to whatever the government wanted to do. Oddly, Matt Hancock, who was the British health minister during the COVID outbreak and a national name to Brits, much as Fauci here is a national name to us, he seemed to believe that governments, Western governments, maybe even his government, could just unleash a variant to get the kind of compliance they wanted. That's what he wrote in a WhatsApp message you weren't ever supposed to see. He wrote it on WhatsApp for the reason everybody writes stuff on WhatsApp, so their messages can be disappeared, but someone saved them and leaked them. In his leaked December 2020 WhatsApp message, Hancock, the health secretary, was concerned that the prime minister of London, Sadiq Khan, would follow the example of the mayor of Greater Manchester, Annie Burnham, and would drop some of the COVID restrictions, the lockdown restrictions. So he's going back and forth with his advisor, Damien Poole. Poole then writes, rather than doing too much forward signaling, we can roll pitch with the new strain. The health secretary loved that idea. We frighten the pants off everyone with the new strain, he wrote. So within Western governments, there seems to be this belief you could just roll pitch with the new strain. Wonder how that's done. Perhaps our Japanese scientist friends have figured it out. By the way, if you want to read the source articles for this, I've started posting my sources under the podcast description. I want to stop here for just a moment and thank our sponsor, PhD Weight Loss. PhD Weight Loss has not just changed my life. I'm down 29 pounds and I've kept it off for 8 months. I've watched it change the lives of so many people around me as they've experienced 50, 60, and 100-pound weight losses, and those are just the ones I work with. The backbone of the PhD weight loss system is its wonderful coaches. But if you're not quite ready to go in somewhere yet to meet with someone, or you live somewhere other than North or South Carolina, well, you can do the plan too. In fact, you can do PhD from home, the whole plan. And the beauty of it is you can schedule your meetings, your weekly meetings with your coach at your convenience because it's online. You don't even have to come in to weigh in. You do it all over the internet. So if you've had a health scare, your doctor's telling you to lose weight, you don't know how you'll do it. Or if you've you're like me and you've tried everything, but you've never been able to meet your weight loss goals, or you've quickly backslide after you do, you should check out PhD Weight Loss. Find them online, myphdweightloss.com. That's myphdweightloss.com. Okay, if there's one criticism I get from all of you so often, Tara, all the stuff you tell us is so upsetting and depressing. You never give us solutions. Well, how do we fight it all? It seems like the left is winning on every front. What could we possibly do? And what do I tell you? It's not hard, folks. There's one answer for every one of these issues. It'll work. Free speech. If there's one thing our side fundamentally does not get, it's why Donald Trump won in 2016. Because back during 2016, there was no censorship. And his videos and tweets and Facebook posts beat Hillary's 10-1. By November of 2016, an astonishing thing had happened. Our media sites, even the Daily Caller, Breitbart, heck, even the Gateway Pundit were doing something un-befrickin-leavable, never seen before. They were beating every single major media outlet in hits and clicks. Those three conservative sites I just told you about were in the top 100 visited of all websites in America. Not of news websites, of all websites. The only mainstream media sites left that got more hits and clicks, MSN.com and the New York Times.com. And that is why Donald Trump won. For the first time, the other half of America was exposed to our arguments, and we crushed them, taking both houses of Congress and the presidency against Hillary Clinton, who wasn't supposed to be beaten. People think it was some kind of miracle performed by Trump, but the only miracle was timing. His campaign coincided with the freest media environment the American people had ever been exposed to. Because of social media, then unregulated, they could actually hear our arguments, and ours are better. What it shows is without the death grip the left has on the media, we'd crush them every time with our arguments. They can't allow them to be heard. I forecast, starting in January of 2017, that the most important thing we had to do was stop them because I knew they would censor us. Long-term listeners remember that, and they did. But one media outlet has slipped their grip. And I've said, if there's just one where you can go to truly both sides, hear the truth, they can't rule. They have to control everything. And we saw that this weekend as Twitter bore witness to the shortest left-wing hate hoax ever. For comparison, let's use the Duke lacrosse case, the fake racially tinged rape. With the mainstream media in the driver's seat lying away and no one to stop them, they managed to stretch it from March of 2006, a critical midterm election year, all the way through of April of 2007. They run these in election years to turn out Black and Democrat voters. Then we find out later they're fake. That one lasted more than a year. They intended the one they launched this weekend to go for at least a week. The Democrats sent fellow Democrats, who also happen to be Nazis, out to the front lawn of Disney, where they stood in front of a carefully planted DeSantis for President sign with their massive swastikas around their neck, so big they were a full 6 inches across, you know, so you could see them in the fake videos. Rolling Stone, which has launched so many of these hate hoaxes for the Democrats, went with a video of the Nazis who were marching, saying they were for DeSantis. Had this been Twitter under Jack Dorsey, or had this been pre-social media era, by the end of the week, everyone from DeSantis to Senator Tim Scott, who likes to apologize to the left, to Nikki Haley, everybody would have been groveling and apologizing and scrambling to distance themselves from the Nazis who support Ron DeSantis. They were sent, I believe, in part as punishment for Ron DeSantis doing such a much better and highly contrastable job of handling the hurricane than Joe Biden did of handling Maui. It was clear DeSantis cared. It was clear Joe Biden couldn't have given a damn that 1,000 people died. They had to tamp DeSantis down before he took off. So, Nazis. And by Saturday morning, this hate hoax was trending. It would have gone on for weeks normally, but Twitter has free speech now. And within hours, the rest of the Nazi video popped up. The part that the Rolling Stone cut off, where the Nazis said, "Ha ha, just joking, we're not voting for Ron DeSantis." Within hours of that, street interviews begin to pop up on Twitter with the Nazi leader of the Nazi march, in which he explained he's a Joe Biden supporter.
"Are you going to vote in 2024? What do you think is going
to
happen with
my vote is useless. I think Biden's better than Trump because he sends rockets to Ukraine.
In support of Ukraine, you mean?
Hell Ukraine, hell Azov.
Slava Ukraina, Slava Ukraina."
Tell me this, Christopher, you are...
Oops. By the end of the weekend, their hate hoax, which they intended to run all week and maybe 4 weeks, was in flames. And you know what was trending on Twitter? Nazis for Joe Biden. Or a more accurate version of the story. Folks, they had this thing all ready to go. They had Ron DeSantis early in the week, ambushed by people who heckled him over the Jacksonville shooting. They even had the ADL in place, the Anti-Defamation League, which is pro-Jewish, saying how Ron DeSantis and Elon Musk are, you know, furthering Nazism, and Musk can't allow free speech because he's, you know, because the Nazis will speak and we got to shut it down. They had it all ready to go, and it blew up catastrophically in their faces. What does this show us? With just one free major platform in place. No gab and getter don't count, because that's just us screaming at each other. It's got to be a true open forum. They can't run these hoaxes anymore. And they can't win if they can't run these hoaxes. Can you imagine if Twitter hadn't been censored at the beginning of the pandemic? Lockdowns would have gone nowhere. For all just the world over were trying to tell us they wouldn't work. It would have fizzled and burned, and the left knows it. They're terrified of it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Where would they be without hoaxes like the Summer of Love, the pandemic? Nowhere. Which is why last week you saw not one but two federal investigations launched against Elon Musk. One for refusing to hire illegal immigrants, another ridiculous one about how he bought Twitter. Mark my words, they will not rest until he is in a jail cell next to Donald Trump, because they can't. They cannot win in an open debate environment. They know that. They saw it in 2016. How insane has this gotten? Over the weekend, Elon Musk's father, Errol, gave an interview in which he said he fears his son might, quote, be assassinated by the U.S. government. He says Elon worries about it, too. Heck, Musk himself has previously joked that he could die in mysterious circumstances for taking on the U.S. government. Folks, no titans of industry 20 years ago, 30 years ago would have ever spoken this way. But now it's not inconceivable that our crooked U.S. government could imprison you for the rest of your life, or even dispatch you for allowing free speech. Musk's dad even says he's repeatedly warned Elon to beef up his security. Again, not because of a crazed fan, because a government, our government, might take him out. This is what's at stake. They get it. Our side needs to begin to understand how weak they really are and use the one weapon that'll work before they take it away: the First Amendment.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.